Welcome to American Mosaic in VOA Special English. I'm June Sims. On our show this week, we play new music from The Killers. We also look at the people who protect the president. But first, we tell about efforts to protect pets and other animals from natural disasters. The northeastern United States continues to clean up, repair, and rebuild in communities hit by Hurricane Sandy. Many people ignored warnings to leave their homes for emergency shelters. Often, this was because of their pets or livestock. Shelters rarely permit animals. This issue comes up in almost all floods, large wildfires, and earthquakes. Christopher Cruz tells about efforts in the state of Oregon to inform people about how to protect their animals from disasters.
Thank you for coming to our Animals in Disaster Preparedness class. I am Joe Becker, and I'll be your presenter
today.
That
is Joe Becker of the Oregon Humane Society. She is opening a training program with pictures taken in New York during and after Superstorm Sandy blew through the city last month.
And a fireman immersing themselves in chest-deep water for dogs and cats. We don't want our firefighters immersing themselves in polluted water.
A number of people drowned in their homes because they stayed with their pets.
Emergency shelters won't accept animals. If you're lucky, people in animal shelters will be located close to each other.
It is a nationwide policy to keep pets, except for service dogs, out of human shelters. Many people suffer allergic reactions to animal fur. There is also the danger of fighting between animals, attacks on humans, and other possible problems. Some estimates suggest as many as 73 million American households include a cat, dog, or other pet. So what are these animal owners to do when natural disasters strike? Class attendee Wendy Colvin is among those millions.
We own 2 pygmy goats and about a dozen chickens.
Wendy Colvin signed up as a volunteer with a disaster aid service after Hurricane Katrina wrecked much of the coastline along the Gulf of Mexico. So she has learned about helping her human neighbors recover from disaster. But what about animals? She says the rule against animals at shelters leaves her with little choice.
I hadn't really thought about it before. If we had to move them, we would probably put them in the pickup truck and take them wherever we had to go.
Holly Smith works at an animal hospital in Olympia, Washington. She says she has a plan for her dog, 2 cats, and 2 rabbits. She has plastic boxes ready to go with a 7-day supply of pet food, toys, and other things. She also has pet carriers for all members of her little zoo. Holly Smith says her animals are more prepared for an emergency than she is. But she wants to do more.
My biggest thing is getting the government to realize that animals need to be part of the solution and part of the plans. Otherwise, they're going to be a major hiccup, a major problem.
Ms. Smith studied her local government's plan for sheltering animals. She found it lacking. So she volunteered to work on an animal and agricultural disaster plan for Thurston County Emergency Management. And she says progress has been made.
So we're looking at several different, horse arenas or horse stable facilities, dairy farms. We have a couple of dairy farms or cattle farms that have gone out of business, and the properties are there. They have everything there on the property, stables and all that stuff, and we can just come in and use them.
Thurston County is just one of many communities working to improve safety plans for animals in disasters. But experts say pet owners themselves should remember a general rule. Whatever you do to prepare yourself for emergencies, do the same for your pets.
Last week, we talked about how the President of the United States gets from place to place. Sometimes he flies on Air Force One. Other times he rides through towns on a black bus called Ground Force One. Even more often, the President is driven around Washington in a big car called the Beast. In fact, if you visit the city, you might find yourself stopped in traffic so the President can pass by. However he travels, the President never goes anywhere alone. He has special guards with him at all times, even at home in the White House. These guards are members of the United States Secret Service. The Secret Service has been protecting American leaders and their families since 1901. But the agency was created almost 40 years earlier as part of the Department of Treasury. The Secret Service first served to investigate and prevent financial crimes in the United States, especially the use of counterfeit money. Illegally made money was a big problem in the years following the Civil War. But in 1901, President William McKinley was murdered. He was the third president to be assassinated while in office. So Congress expanded the duties of the Secret Service to include protection of the president. Secret Service agents have many methods for protecting presidents. For example, they examine the president's food to protect him from poison. They also make detailed security plans before all presidential appearances. They study and secure the places he expects to visit before he arrives. Agents even decide how he will get there to make sure it is safe. And the Secret Service works closely with security experts in other parts of the government, like the military, to ensure the president's safety. The Secret Service also protects the vice president and his family. Secret Service protection is also required for all major presidential and vice presidential candidates starting 3 months before the election. Federal law also requires that former presidents and their families receive protection unless they refuse it. The Secret Service also protects foreign leaders when they visit the United States. And the president can order the Secret Service to protect other people, too. The Secret Service became part of the Department of Homeland Security soon after its formation in 2002. More than 6,000 people work for the Secret Service. It has about 150 offices in the United States and around the world. More than 1,000 agents provide security at the White House, the Vice President's official home, and other buildings.
I've gone through life white-knuckling the moments that left me behind, refusing to heed the yield.
The Killers released their fourth album in September. Battle Born is the band's first release in 4 years. The group's members spent some of that time working on individual projects, but they also just needed a break. Catherine Cole has some of the songs from the new album.
Band members say this record was difficult. Several very successful and persuasive producers were involved in the process. Lead singer Brandon Flowers says he was nervous about whether the new work would be liked. He said bands that say they don't care about how their records sell are liars. Last summer, when the record was being made, Killers drummer Ronnie Vannucci spoke to Rolling Stone magazine. He said the record was living up to its title. The Killers released Runaways as the album's first single.
Blonde hair blowing in the summer wind, a blue-eyed girl playing in the sand. I'd been on a trail for a little while, but that was the night that she broke down and held my hand. A teenage rush, she said, hey, we all just runaways, we got time. That ain't much, we can't wait.
Most critics have noted a return to an edgier rock and roll sound on Battle Born. Brandon Flowers credits the Killers' drummer. He said Ronnie Vannucci told the band, "We're ditching disco and going back to rock." But the song From Here On Out has a clear country-western sound.
Little birdie whispered in my ear, you've been cooking up a world of fear. Put your hands in things you should have known. You was riding in the danger zone, where you had a soft phone with your quarterback smile and your crocodile tears. There for a while, my paradigm shifted, man, you're making me shout.
The Killers sold more than 15 million copies of their first three albums. Battle Born entered Billboard magazine's Rock Albums chart at number one. The band is currently on a concert tour to support the new album. We leave you with the love song Miss Atomic Bomb from The Killers' new album, Battle Born.
You were standing with your girlfriends in the street, falling back on forever. I wonder what you came to be. I was new in town, the boy with the eager eyes. I never was a quitter, oblivious to schoolgirls' lies. And when I look back on those neon nights, the leather seat, the passage right, I feel the heat, I see the light. Miss Atomic Bomb, making out, we got the radio on. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. You're gonna miss me when I'm gone. Racing shadows in the moon.